the average person ate 5 pounds of sugar a year, it is currently 150 pounds a year on average.
It used to be 5 pounds in the Wayback Machine?
Yes.
And now it's 150
pounds.
5 to 150?
Yes.
Pounds.
In a century and 20 years. 150 pounds. And we wonder why 50% of women get cancer and two-thirds of men.
But
why? It's because of this inflammatory response.
But I had the low-sodium dressing with the fat-free donuts. What's the problem? I can't imagine.
You know,
just stay away from the inside of the grocery store and shop the perimeter a little bit more. That usually helps. If you go shop the perimeter of a grocery store rather than the inside of the grocery, because the inside is just something, you know, where you've got a lot more preservatives, a lot more food. That's, you know.
Well, and when you think from a citizen point of view, it is taking us out of the game.
I know.
So we have to put pressure on our government for lots of things. Our diets are taking us out as warriors.
I so agree. And our immune systems, you know, a lot of people, when I said this on the show, they keep wanting me to repeat this. So I'll repeat it again. This might be a good opportunity. So Dr. Lipton talks about, he's been a physician for over 30 years, and he talks about the fact that you have three immune zones and they're in your throat. And so the tonsils are the one you can see, but there's actually two other sets of tonsils, if you will, in the throat. The reason that babies put things in their mouth, they're not seeing their parents do this, pick something off the floor and put it in their mouth. The reason they instinctively do this is that as things pass through their mouths, it goes through that zone where your tonsils are. And this is your unique immune system working, where your unique immune system says, kick this out, kick this out, kick this out of what you just swallowed. Okay. So let that immune system work inside of you. And this is why those things, like when they say, if you were forced to take a vaccine, take an oral vaccine instead of a shot. Because he said, I'm actually not for vaccines anymore because of the regulations that are taken off and what they're doing to them now. But he said, if you were forced, always take the oral one, because then it has to pass through the immunity zones in your throat. And your body has a chance, at least a chance, of kicking out some of the toxins and some of the bad stuff they're putting in it. If you get a shot, it's like a bomb dropping on a city. Your body doesn't know what to do. It's like a bomb dropping and you don't know where it came from. That's how your body is responding, and your body doesn't quite know what to do with that shot. And so you'll hold on to toxins that you normally would kick out if it went through the throat area. And so I always remember this. I tell young moms this too, just because I wish I would have known that early on, but I didn't. And so I always try to pass on good information coming from these wonderful doctors that are willing to speak out. There's so much of that going on right now, and I am grateful to them for what they're doing.
And why mothers knew to let their kids play in the dirt and put their hands in their mouths.
Yes.
And not worry about that.
I agree. And why? Yes. And so we don't think about those things that are very innate, and there's a reason for them, and they happen with every child, is because of the fact that you're building that immune system and you don't realize it. And give credit where credit's due. We all have immune systems. And this is why you cannot infect 50 people or even 20 people or even 5 people. Think about a couple of years ago when you had the flu. Could you infect your entire office when you knew you had symptoms but came to work anyway? No. The reason is because their own immune systems all kick in uniquely to them. And so remember that. When somebody says you could infect 50 people, you couldn't possibly infect 50 people if you tried. Their immune systems would kick in always. This is why your spouse didn't get sick. This is why your kids probably didn't get sick when you were deathly sick. It's because their own immune systems kick in. If it was that easy, and see, this year they tried to sell that lie. They tried to tell all of us that we could all infect 100 people wherever we went every day, and even if we didn't know we were sick. It's a bunch of malarkey. It's not true. So I just had to just say that again, because we just don't get that memo, because we're not told this year at all. We're told to forget everything with medical science, and we have to go back, I don't know, at least a century, I guess. We reverted back a century. Thank you, Susan.
Oh, you're my pleasure.
You're awesome. And of course, be faithful, be fearless. See you here tomorrow. Everybody take care. Have a good night. Go to katedalyradio.com for all the podcasts. Over 2 million on SoundCloud alone. Anyways, see you tomorrow.